The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's like having money in your pocket that you didn't know was there.
It has changed the way I'm doing business.
More after this from Charlie. They're called real-time demand networks, smartphone apps that connect customers directly to services in real time, the way Uber connects drivers to people who need rides. And the latest service to do this is for truckers and shippers.
It takes too much time for shippers and carriers to connect, but not anymore.
Make sure to have the on duty set to on. This means that you are logged on the Cargomatic system and available to work.
This is the training video for a service called Cargomatic, a Los Angeles company which allows professional truck drivers who have space in their trucks to pick up an extra shipment on the way to wherever they're going. Drivers download the app, post a profile and a picture, and the job screen comes to life.
Great. These are the available jobs within 20 miles of your current location.
And there's no paperwork. The app does all the record keeping, and the customer can watch the shipment's progress on a real-time map display. The idea, according to Jonathan Kessler, who co-founded Cargomatic along with Brett Parker, is to fill up trucks that might otherwise be mostly empty.
A lot of these drivers, these are mom-and-pop small companies that are trying to, you know, get ahead. They can fill up their trucks more.
And as for the truck drivers, CBS's Chris Martinez talked with Cesar Lopez.
Was that noise I just heard, was that more jobs?
More jobs coming in. You have the right equipment, you have the plenty of room, and the rate is okay. Boom, you click on it, and I'm ready to hit the road.
Right now, there are more than 700 drivers and 400 businesses using Cargomatic in L.A. and New York, and it goes nationwide next year. Which tells me that not only are truckers like Cesar going to be busy, but America is about to get a couple of brand new billionaires. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.